Blog Talk Radio.
How did the Revolution do against the San Angelo Bandits in San Angelo this weekend? Find out this and more on Revolution Zone, presented by Impact Media. And welcome in to the Revolution Zone. I am your host, Jeremy the Impact York. Thanks to Impact Media and Blog Talk Radio for allowing me to come on each and every week and talk to you guys. And as we've had in the past few weeks, players and coaches, as well from the Revolution's organization, to better serve you guys. That's what we're here for, is to get the news out to you guys and to give you guys that great experience that you get only from Revolution-related activities, such as going to the Allen Event Center. And, man, they put on just a great atmosphere and entertaining show there. There's actually one coming up this weekend we will talk about shortly. Like I said, I do want to welcome you in, and I'm actually going to start off on a somber note. Just wanted to go ahead and announce this. It was announced earlier today. For any of you NASCAR fans out there, Steve Burns, who was battling with cancer, and he was a Fox Sports 1 analyst and host. He did a lot for NASCAR. He was a really class act for sure, but he lost his battle with cancer just this afternoon, just a few hours ago at the age of 56. So thoughts and condolences to the Burns family and the NASCAR family as well, because you know, this guy really understood what it, you know, as far as what it's like to be one of the good guys in media. And he really enjoyed his job, and he's really going to be missed. So, yeah, like I said, thoughts and condolences out to the Burns family. Going to miss you, buddy. You know, he seemed to be everybody's buddy. I never met him personally, but all the stories you hear, everybody liked the guy. But I do want to get into Revolution-related things, because this is the Revolution Zone. Once again, welcome in. We're live here on Blog Talk Radio, thanks to Impact Media. Today, the phone lines are wide open in case you want to call in, or if you want to tweet us, Facebook message us, send us a, just post on the page, email us, whatever you want to do. All the lines are open in case you have any questions, comments, suggestions. Just want to hear yourself on the radio. That's fine as well. 347-826-7448 will get you on with us here. If I don't go to you right away, I apologize. I will try to work you in as it comes up on my list. And in case you just want to hang out and don't want to be a part of the show, that's fine too. Just come on in, have a good time. You know, I'm going to get into my infamous game notes, I believe, and that's going to be the majority of the show today. I'm going to go through the notes that I always make when I watch the games, just random things that I see sometimes or things I want to talk about. And then we'll get into another Revolution player gets an award, and I'll set you up for the game this weekend, which will, oddly enough, be a rematch of the game I'm about to talk about. And that game would be, of course, your Texas Revolution, who went up to San Angelo and took on the Bandits in San Angelo. Henceforth, why you would go up to San Angelo for that game. Just right off the bat, and if, you know, I understand if you're not, if you're hanging on to us here live or anything like that, we do appreciate it. And I know the NFL schedule just dropped 4 minutes ago, so all you Cowboys fans, or if you're a fan of one of the other 31 teams, you know, feel free to peruse your phone while you're listening to us with that earpiece. We appreciate it. To the infamous game notes. The Bandits were able to return the opening kickoff for a touchdown. Extra point was no good. They went up 6-0 right off the bat. Special teams has kind of been hit or miss for the most part this year. A lot more hit than miss, but there's still a few things here and there. Got to figure out the right game plan, I think, on that one. And you know, I know Fudge and Frankie and some of the other ones that are on there, and Garrett Palmer. It's just a matter of putting this all together. In no way are they unqualified to be on this. If anything, they're more than qualified for sure. They're great at every aspect, and you're super athletes. Special teams is coming around, though. It's getting better and better. Just kind of a soft blow right out of the beginning to give up the open kickoff. But that led to a miscue between Fudge and Kent. It happens. You can't blame it on one person or the other. There's only, you know, 75 plays or more on a given night that you probably would have to know. I don't even know the exact number. I just know there's a billion plays out there. So I would imagine, you know, at some point, it's hard to hear inside these arenas. It was a road game. Could have been a play they've never practiced before, but didn't really hurt them all that much. There was a big pass between Kent that set up a huge run for Fudge. So, like I said, didn't really hurt them. They're able to move on from that because they're good at what they do. Kent threw it to Young for the Revolution touchdown. The extra point was good. They went up 7-6 with 10.5 to go. The Bandits threw a pass into the end zone. I want to say it was Baring or Benning. I think Benning was the guy who caught that one. Extra point, no good. Apparently their kicker's not quite Garrett Palmer, so he tend to miss a lot of extra points. Garrett's a little more solid than that. But that put them up 12-7 over the Revs with about 8 minutes to go. A little later on, the Bandits were able to have another solid return. We won't go back into special teams all that much. Like I said, it's a tweak. It's a process. They're slowly getting the right guys in the right spots. I like the lineup they go with. Just got to figure out schemes and if you want to play strategy with it, because it is a little harder to play strategy when the field's a lot shorter. So, you know, that is what it is. Frankie decided that he wanted to get in on the scoring. He had the kick return touchdown. The extra point was good. That made it 14-12. That was actually right after, you know, within seconds of the Bandit scoring there. The Revs had a huge sack right after that. Kent's hard count was getting penalties on the Bandits all day long. He was able to masquerade when the snap was going to be, and they were jumping all over the place. The Bandits were on defense. The end of the first, still a 14-12 overall score. To lead off the second, the interception by the Bandits was fumbled, which your Revolution recovered, and actually ran it back for a touchdown, which I believe they ended up replaying the fourth. It was a fourth down play. They replayed fourth because of a holding on the Revolution and unsportsmanlike conduct. So it actually moved it back a little bit, but, you know, at least we got the ball back. The defense was starting to warm up. It did take them a little bit. I don't know if it was the road trip that did it or what it was. But it took them a little while to kind of get the engines moving there. But, you know, toward part of the way into the second, they really started to crack down there. I mean, this is the best defense in the league. I'm not just saying that because this is the Revolution show. I know I like to say that a lot, but it's not. It's not a biased thing. Look at the numbers. The defense is holding people under like 20 points or 25 points or something like that on average. I think it's 24 or something like that. And that's an unheard of number. The Bandits put another score on the board, made it 19-14, with about 8:45 to go, somewhere in there. Fudge at this point of the game was almost about to break the edge. He kept getting closer and closer, but the Bandits linebackers and corners are pretty good at stepping into the running lanes and making it a little tougher for him to do. He did find the edge towards the end. Kent to Williams for a revolution touchdown that made it 20-19. You know, kudos out to Sonny Clark, the voice of your Texas Revolution, because he was having technical difficulties all night. I'm not going to point fingers, but somehow I don't think it was his equipment, if you guys can kind of see where I'm going with that. So, you know, Sonny's a pro, though. He knows how to stick with it and make it work, but shout out to him on that one. We've all been there. It's not fun, but, you know, like I said, you're a pro. You made it work, and, it made for a good call. Back to the game, there was a Bandits field goal, made it 22-20. Touchdown Revolution right after that. The two-point conversion was no good. That made it 26-28. Frankie had an interception, then unfortunately fumbled it, and the Bandits ran it back to the end zone for a touchdown. It's okay, Frankie. You shook it off like a pro. You know, is what it is there. The call was actually reversed to a interception, and Solomon was down for a minute. He got up. He was okay. At halftime, that was 26-22. Your Revolution on top. Your Revolution, my Revolution, the Revolution. And when we come back from our first break here, I will get into the second half of the game and the infamous game notes, and then I'll we'll field some of your questions, comments, suggestions. I'll catch you up on the latest news and notes and the latest award winner from your Revolution. But for right now, we'll be back after the break.
Jeremy, the Impact York from Endzone here. Would you or your business like to advertise with Endzone? It's easier than you think. With many packages available, we've got the perfect deal to help you promote your business to a whole new audience. All you have to do is contact us at 3endzone@gmail.com for more info and to get started today. Let us help you grow your business. Hi, Jeremy the Impact York here from Mellow Mushroom. Are you looking for a great family-friendly restaurant with food that is great and healthy? Drop by the Mellow Mushroom. They use the freshest ingredients to make everything on their amazing menus. Pizzas, calzones, salads, and more, plus daily drink specials. Go to mellowmushroom.com to find the location nearest you.
And we're back here on the Revolution Zone. Welcome back. Make sure to check out all of our wonderful sponsors, especially the Mellow Mushroom. They actually have three locations out near the Allen area. They got the one in McKinney, there's one in Frisco, and there's one in Rockwall. So if you're looking for locations nearest you, in case you're in the Allen area, or in case you're not in the Allen area, they're all over the place. Mellowmushroom.com/locations will show you the nearest one near you. And definitely do check them out. They're one of my favorite places. I try to eat there quite a bit. Even when I go out of town, that's the places I try to find because I know how good they are. Back to the infamous game notes. The Revolution took the whole halftime inside. You know, usually they come out and try to work out, start trying to warm up for the game, you know, stuff like that. But they took just as much of the time as they possibly could, which is fine. Nobody says you have to come out and warm up or anything like that. But you know, I kind of like that they stayed in like that. The halftime adjustments. You know, clearly they had to go over a lot of this stuff. And apparently it worked, because they come out a little more focused, I guess would be a good word. Well, don't really say possessed, because possessed is kind of a weird word. They come out a little more focused. Fourth down conversion that they had was good. The fumble was recovered on the play by the San Angelo Bandits. Unfortunately, seemed to be a couple of costly turnovers in this game for the Revolution. You know, that kind of thing happens. Something to work on. Mistakes by the Revolution were costing yards and potential points. Once again, that's pretty much what I was talking about with turning the ball over and just penalties here and there. I don't know, it just seemed like even though they made the adjustments, they were still a little slow coming out of the gate as far as coming out of halftime. Williams had the huge, just massive hit on Foster for them. And it prevented the quarterback sneak touchdown. I mean, I guess he thought he was just going to duck and get in there, and Williams stood right in front of him like the gatekeeper and told him to go back to whatever mysterious elf land he was from. Great hit on that one. The Bandits did have a touchdown run. It was Harthy, I believe, that ran that one in. Made it 28-26 with 8.5 to go in the third. There was the missed field goal by the Revolution. It happens. You know, we've been over this. It's very hard to kick in there, and to me, Palmer's one of the best in the league, so, you know, you can't get all of them. The Bandits did put another touchdown on the board, made it 34-26. It was a pass to Heartless, one of the most appropriately named people, apparently. Then touchdown Revolution. Frankie had another one that was his. They made it 34-32. They were starting to catch up. That was the second kick return touchdown of the day. The extra point was blocked and returned for 2 points, so it was actually 36-32. Bandits and. It seemed to be all day that Foster was pretty good at avoiding the rush of the Revolution. It's not that they weren't rushing and rushing hard. It's that he was finding the little lanes to run in and out here and there. But that took us to the end of the third. 36-32 was the final score was the third quarter final. I don't know. Kind of my come on, man. Or come on, guys, moments were the extra long breaks. You know, if there were timeouts or in between quarters, I don't know if it's just a CIF thing or what, and I've heard other people talk about this too, but I don't understand why in between quarters has to be like a 10-minute halftime show at all times. Now, it works out because you can get a lot of marketing things in there and things like that, but I mean, why can't you just have a longer halftime if you want to move some of those things in? Because there's plenty of time during timeouts, stuff like that, for contests and all that, but it seems like there's still, you know, twice too much time. They finish contests and they finish promotions and stuff like that, and then everybody's still standing around. It's almost like TV timeouts in the NFL or the NBA. They're almost unnecessary. Come on, CIF. Let's try to figure out how to not have such a long break in between everything. Back to the game, though. The Revolution fail on a fourth and goal. It wasn't necessarily that they fail. It was more that San Angelo Bandits had a pretty good stand on it. It was turnover on downs on that one. Frankie did get the interception right after that. He returned it to the 15. And then Kent to Williams for the second time of the day made it, I believe, 37-36. The extra point was blocked with about 11 minutes to go. Williams, not the receiver, Williams, that's been the defensive lineman, was very good on the pursuit all day. He seemed to always be right on the heels of Foster. Then the Revolution had the interception from Barry. Unfortunately, nothing really become of that. The Revolution had the huge sack. I believe Stewart had that one. That one was pretty fun to watch. And then, I don't know, the defense just, it seemed like it wasn't quite as crisp. Like, they never quite got the motor running. Like, they warmed up and started going pretty well and were creating a lot of plays. But in creating the, you know, creating plays and making plays, it wasn't really translating into opportunities. And I guess that's part of the offense and part of the special teams. But, you know, it's a three-faceted game here, so, and it's a team game. So you can't just blame one person or one group or anything like that. It was a team effort. Bandits did put another touchdown on the board, made it 42-38 with a minute 25 left. And there was costly penalties on offense, especially the false starts. The turnover on downs because of the missed fourth down opportunity ultimately led to the Revolution dropping the game 42-38 to the San Angelo Bandits, which, if my screen will load, the Revolution are still in the playoff picture right now. You got Dodge City at 6-1. You got the Wichita Force at 4-2. They've actually played one last game. And both the Texas Revolution and the Salina Bombers are 4-3. Actually, San Angelo's win this week against the Revolution was their first on the year. It is what it is. To me, it just looked like the Revolution were just not prepared. And like I said, sometimes road trips do this. Sometimes it could just be a, you know, change of venue. Sometimes it's harder to play on the road. That's usually a good test of a lot of things. I know they're gonna right the wrongs and 'cause they're all back home this week again. And I'll get into that here in a minute. There were a lot of players that were kind of dinged up too. Gaudin had a sore groin. Reese had an ankle, and he was in a walking boot and didn't even play. And then defensive lineman Williams, I mean, he's got a cast on his arm. So, I mean, it'd be nice to, once these guys heal, no extra pressure on these guys, because with injuries, you just have to let them heal, and you can rehab the best you can. Williams has actually been able to play through a lot of this. I think Gaudin has played a little bit with his groin injury. And I think Reese will be out of his boot soon. But, as I said, this week, your Revolution will be at home in the Allen Event Center against the same San Angelo Bandits. This time they come to your place. They come to our place. That's at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Since many people listen to the show, I do have to specify that's Central Time for sure. 7 p.m. on that. AmericaSports1.com if you cannot be there live. They've been doing a lot better with the feeds lately, and commend the effort there. Appreciate them working hard to make sure the feeds are up on time and running as smoothly as they can be. They work pretty hard over there at America One Sports. Actually, maybe AmericaOneSports.com. I may have told you wrong, but that happens. As far as the last news and notes, so to say, as lots of alerts around here going haywire with all the random football knowledge going on. Like I said, the Cowboys schedule is out, in case you want to go check that out once we're done here. But I do want to give a shout out to defensive lineman Robert Williams, who was on the show just a couple weeks ago. He is the Week 8 Player of the Week for defense for the CIF. He had 5 tackles, 3 tackles for a loss, 3 sacks, 1 forced fumble, and a fumble recovery. Sounds like a pretty good day to me. So, definitely want to give a shout-out to Robert Williams for that. And that's pretty much going to do it for us this week. Hope you guys enjoyed it. We've got some other cool things in the works right now. You guys should enjoy it in the coming weeks. Make sure to go out to the Allen Event Center. That's a Friday night game, actually. I don't think I mentioned that. Friday night game. Go check that out at 7 and support the Revolution. Support the Allen Event Center. Support the Texas Revolution dancers. Those girls work hard. Everybody works hard. It's a group effort. But for Impact Media and Blog Talk Radio, I'm Jeremy the Impact York. We'll see you next week on Revolution Zone.